LLC is seeking planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is 18-6.0-14-002-006-013.000, located on Fremont Street, which consists of lots 23 and 24, Branson, Missouri. The existing property is zoned R1 single family residential. The rezone request is for R2 one and two family residential district. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, each lot is approximately 60 feet by 120 feet. They are lots 23 and 24 located in Table Rock Acres subdivision. There are no structures on the property. If approved, the applicant plans to construct a two-story duplex on each lot. The duplex would have connection to Branson Sewer and the Missouri American Water for water. So zoomed out, and then when we go to the zoning map, you'll see lots of the city of Branson. But here's Table Rock Acres. This is State Highway 165. Here's our zoning layer. This is somewhat of an island surrounded by the city of Branson. The hatched yellow is R3. This is RV1. And then here's our Table Rock Acres. I tried to get some pictometry pictures showing the view of the lot. And I believe this one is from the north. So this is Fremont Street. And again, there's two lots in this location. Here's the parcel, which are combined for tax purposes. So they send out one tax bill instead of two. The red hatch marks are your lot lines approximately, so 23 and 24. There's just a picture of the plat. So it's a pretty wooded lot. Not a lot of photos that can help you, but again, I took pictures of the Fremont Street. That would be to the west, and then turn back to the east. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant, add anything that he wanted.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jorge Berumen, and I'm trying to rezone this to make a multifamily home. A lot of people don't have places to live. As you can tell, there's a lot of like long-term living in Branson. I'm trying to help better the area by being able to provide a even income, even rent properties for people and get trailers out of there and clean the area a little bit better. So, you guys have any questions?
Do you have anyone signed up to speak for or against this? You're against or for? For or against?
Oh, for.
All right. If you want to come on up and express yourself, please do so, if you'll take a seat for just a moment.
Okay. My name's Bruce Moreau, and I live at 231 Fremont, just couple lots right down, and I've been in this neighborhood. I retired and been here, I think 5 years, and Karen Lacey's with me. She's been here over 30 years in the same neighborhood, so I think we know it pretty well. And by Mr. Berumen coming in and putting in something new and clean and fresh, I think everybody that I know in the neighborhood, and Karen, is we have not found anybody opposed to it that we know of. And we signed, a lot of the people weren't able to make it to the meeting. So we just went around and asked the neighborhood what they thought. And we got a lot of signatures that they're all for. We would we'd much rather have something clean and nice and fresh than somebody pulling in another tired, used mobile home to rent out, really. And we have some other people in the neighborhood that are in the construction area, and they're cleaning up. They're starting to really clean up that neighborhood with freshening up some of the old homes up there, and they look nice. And they put in two new ones at the top of the hill there. They're really pretty nice, and it's encouraging. And I would really encourage Mr. Berlman and anybody else that would come in there and help us kind of get this place cleaned up a little bit. And again, Karen Lacey and myself went around, and we got everybody on Fremont Street, and then a street over, and then the other street over, most of them, they're all for it. So we're ready for something fresh in that neighborhood. And thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Was there anyone else signed up to speak on this? All right, no one else has signed up to speak. Do we have any questions of the applicant? You do?
I do.
Would you come back up, please, sir?
So we're going down the same path as the last two. So we're taking one parcel out of the neighborhood to rezone, correct? So is there a reason why you want to do a duplex and not just two single-family homes and rent those?
I want to do long-term living. I want to, be able to provide more homes for people instead of just one. And there's a lot of people that live in hotels and they're paying out like $600 for just the hotel room, where they could pay for an apartment, $600 for three bedrooms and help people out.
So this is zoned R1 now, correct?
Yes.
And you want to change it to R2?
Yes.
To put in a duplex?
Yes.
So why not just build one home on each lot and not do a duplex?
That will only help two families, and I have a couple more lots on different streets that I'm going to put in to do the same thing, to be able to help more people. I'd be helping four families this way instead of two.
You want to put a duplex on each lot?
On each lot, yes.
Which would have one family per side?
Two families. One up and one up.
They're upstairs, up and down.
Up and down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Up and down.
Two story.
Almost like a town hall. In a way.
Yes.
I see somewhere where it says that it lacks the size of the correct lot. Is that a problem?
These are a little bit smaller than if they were to be platted today, then that's a decision you'd have to make. I think these are approximately 7,200 square feet. If platted today, they would need to be 8,000 square feet.
They don't meet the requirement today.
No.
I see.
I was just giving you that as a reference so that you know, is this way smaller, way bigger? But that's our size difference.
I'm basically just trying to take stuff like this out of the way. You know, it's just, if you drive down there, it's dirty. I believe it's somebody burned it down. It was on fire like a month ago, a couple weeks ago, and it's just you drive by it, it's still the same. I have two lots there down on Redbud. I have two more lots, and then on the street before that, I have one more lot. And so eventually I just want to, you know, if someone else wants to sell, I want to be able to just keep doing it and, you know, make a living, but also help people along that.
Okay, thanks.
Do we have any other input?
There's already sewer and water in this.
Uh-huh.
We were just looking at a petition with 30 neighbors. We were just looking at a petition where almost 30 people had signed up that were in favor of it. But but I understand Randy's comment.
Is there any more discussion on this matter? Are we ready for a motion? Okay. You've already been, sir.
Oh, okay.
Well, I certainly don't have a problem with him trying to improve the neighborhood. I mean, I know that area quite well, also.
Okay.
If that would be a help with the neighbors report, Long term, not 90.
Yeah, I understand your point fully.
It's
right?
A good point.
Mr. Chairman, you have the other half of the application that would like to speak. It's part of the application, so.
I just wanted to mention something that that they failed to mention, that with duplexes, you can charge an affordable rent for these families, where, like you mentioned, you're paying $600. You know, for a hotel room or even $600 for a trailer, you know, with them being duplexes, it can be more affordable rent for these families, so they don't have to spend, you know, a lot of their money in a hotel room. And we just find that if we can increase the opportunity for more families to have more affordable housing and, like you said, more sustainable housing, that's our goal. We have another property down the road, like he said, and we would like to eventually down the road do the same thing, just clean up that area and make it more welcoming for people who want to live there long term. Thank you.
There's a lot of that neighborhood that rents about a month anyway.
Well, I understand that.
So long term, you'd have no intention with nightly rental.
No.
It's still well. No. It would still have to come back on nightly rental. That is,
yeah.
There is a layer of protection there. You're they right. Would still have to come back on nightly rental. So.
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Too much competition.
Where's that Diamond Resort? We actually own a couple condos in there. Yeah. Yeah.
Does somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
We have a motion on the floor.
I'll second his motion.
And we have a second.
So your motion is to recommend approval of the application 2214 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by 417 Masonry and Construction LLC for the parcel located on Fremont Street, which are lots 23 and 24, Table Rock Acres, to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to R2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Does that sound right, Mr.
That sounds right.
Tom? Okay.
It's just the first step.
Yep. Correct.
Are we ready for a vote? All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Against? Randy's against staying true to his course. Well, that's good.
That's right.
But the motion carries. It is approved.
Thank you.
To the next step.
To the next step.
Right.
All right, the next one was withdrawn. That was a rezone. So we go down to 22023.
Okay, this is our conditional use permit application, starting with this application. Application number 2223, the Tree Farm LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use intended for two glamping units to be located at 507 Low Road, Branson. The property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District. The two parcels are an approximate total of 25.2 acres in size, with the assessor showing a residence built in 1972, a shed, and two utility buildings being located on the property. So turning our attention to the screen, this is our standard nightly rental condition.